It would appear that your fiduciary requirements are insufficient to conclude this transaction.
I don't get it.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. I was afraid this would happen.
If only you had something to trade for the tires, we'd have a deal.
I own very few possessions. In fact, the only thing I really have is my racetrack.
What?
Will you take that for the tires?
Of course, of course.
No, you can't.
Why not, Marvy?
Well, it's your most prized possession.
I know, but Carl is my best friend. Hans, you've got yourself a deal.
And so, that afternoon, Olaf and Marvy met Carl in front of his house.
I have a special gift for my friend Olaf.
And I have a special gift for my friend Carl.
I want you to open my gift first.
Oh, no, no, I want you to open mine first.
No, please, I insist.
I have an idea. Let's open both of them together.
Excellent. You go first.
Perfect.
Olaf tore into his package.
Oh, Carl. Race cars.
For your track. It was Marvy's idea.
You knew all along, Marvy?
Yes, I wanted to tell you, but Carl made me promise not to.
Come on, Olaf, try them out.
Well, Carl, I'd love to, but there's a small problem. I don't have the racetrack anymore.
You don't?
No, I traded it to Hans Tuyoself for this.
Olaf handed Carl his gift.
Olaf, bicycle tires.
Marvy chose them. Put them on your bicycle. I want to see you ride like the wind.
That would be wonderful, but I can't. You see, earlier today, I also paid a little visit to Hans Tuyoself.
Carl, you didn't.
Yes, I traded my bike for the race cars.
There was a long pause. Marvy felt bad for his friends. Then, suddenly, Carl and Olaf started laughing.
Oh, thank you, Olaf.
Oh, no, thank you, Carl. This is the most wonderful Christmas we've ever had.
Yes, and the best gifts we've ever received.
That's true.
How can you say that? You can't race the cars without the track, and you can't ride the tires without the bicycle. How can you say they're the best gifts you've ever received when they're completely useless?